Hi, yeah. Charlie.
Hi.
Pronouns, Charlie?
They, them.
They, them. Boom. Easy. How's been your journey? Your they, them journey?
It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's cool for me because I'm like realizing a lot of things about myself.
Yeah.
But then when other people get involved, it kind of gets more difficult.
What do you mean?
Just like family and stuff.
Do you want to explain the reactions? Like how it was difficult or it made you uncomfortable or...
Are we talking about... We're talking about my they, them journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can start there. You can talk about coming out too.
Well, I think coming out as queer was like fine. They're like, all right, easy. Cool, whatever, yeah. Easy. My whole they, them journey, I think, was a bit more difficult mm-hmm. because for an X amount of years, I was a certain person mm-hmm. that was like, all right. And then when I was like, oh, like, I don't think I would want you guys to call me by she, her pronouns. And they're like, okay, sure. We can try to work on that. Okay. And then eventually I was like, I don't think I like this name. But I've never liked my dead name. Like, I always joke.
Yeah.
As like a kid. But I was like, when I grow up, I'm going to change it. Uh-huh. And now it's Charlie. And they're like,
They call you by your name, right? Or not all the time?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. So my brother has been like boxing and training with all that. And like a few weeks ago, we went out to like Vegas because he had his first like amateur fight.
Yeah.
So that was like the first time that I had actually been with my family in a while, just because like I don't live at home anymore. I think since moving out, like I've been like really independent. Like I just don't have, like I literally don't even have time to talk to like anyone outside of like Brianna some days. So it's never like intentional that like I don't like speak to my family. So when this whole thing for my brother came up, I'm like, yeah, like I'll be there. I'll make sure to get the days off. Like I want to see him perform. When we went over there, we got like an Airbnb and it was my mom, my sister, my brother and I, and my sister's boyfriend, Kevin.
Oh yeah.
So like, I don't know, just like the whole time they kept like fucking up with the pronouns and kept like fucking up with like the name and like would call me by like a nickname that they used to call me by. And I'm like, And yeah. It reached a point where I was like, okay, like you guys, you need to be better.
You called him out.
Yeah. Okay. Which is something I don't even do.
Yeah,
like
I know.
That's not like, that's not in my nature. I'm like, okay, like it'll pass, like whatever. But I think coming from like a point where at work I'm like referred to as like Charlie, and like Brianna is like totally like respectful of that. And then like just like friends, they like call me Charlie, and to go like to a space and an environment where it's like she and dead name, and I'm like, like what is going on? So that was like a lot for me. And then for me to be like, okay, like I need you guys to like stop it, and then for them to like continue it was just like,
right, how many days was it?
It was 3 days.
Okay, so it's like heavy, and you guys, you can't like really go away from them, right? Like you're in the same hotel room and stuff.
Yeah like we were in the same like Airbnb. It was like we got like a house. But then my dad had come down, I think, like that Saturday.
Yeah.
And like my dad, he doesn't understand much, but like he'll try to get it and like he'll respect it. He had come down and I think we had gone to like one of the casinos, like to eat breakfast or something. And I was just like out of it because I was like, dude, I'm fucking tired. Like, and this was like day two for me at this point. And I was like, dude, like, I don't want to be like, I don't, like, there's too many fucking lights. Like, I haven't been outside, but being outside is too fucking hot. Like, it was a combination of everything. And like, my dad got there with like his girlfriend. And I was like, oh, okay, like, cool, you know? And then we were like eating or something. And then like, my sister goes, you know, like dead name, and then like blah 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 blah, like after the fact that like I had told them like, dude, like come on. And so like I just made an excuse to like go like, you know, to the restroom or some shit. And I think I like went outside and I sat outside like for a good maybe like 10 minutes like something, like just like collecting myself. And then I just came back in and everyone's like, oh, like where'd you go, you know? And I was like, oh, like I just wanted to be outside. They're like, well, like we're going up to like your tia's, you know, room. Oh, like my whole family came out, like my extended family on my dad's side. Like, so you can go rest if you wanted to. And I was like, not really. Like, I don't want to be surrounded by people right now.
Yeah.
And then like my dad was like, oh, I think Sylvia and I are going to go like like go explore or whatever. So I was like, like, can I go with you? You know?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, like, come on. So then we went out. So mm-hmm. we went to Starbucks and I was like explaining to him like just like everything. And like Sylvia, she was just like listening. And I was like, dude, like it fucking sucks because it's like, I feel like they don't respect me. And he's like, I don't know if it's about like respect. And then I was like, well, like kind of, because, you know, if my extended family, if they're able to call me by Charlie and like people like my friends who have known me as such, mm-hmm. like if they can come around and be like, oh, like Charlie now, like mm-hmm. I feel like I can expect that from like my family members. But then I also understand that like it's different for family members because it's like, but then I'm like, like maybe I shouldn't make excuses for them because then it's like
then they're going to keep.
Yeah, like nothing's going to ever change.
Yeah.
Like this is like the conversation I'm having like with my dad, and Sylvia's like, well, yeah, I think it is about like respect because it's like they're like choosing to not
be careful.
Yeah. Like yeah. care enough to be like, okay, maybe their feelings are getting hurt, you know, when I use their dead name, or like that was like the whole few days.
And your thing. Dad is good about using your
yeah, my dad is like good about he's not good about using my pronouns, mm-hmm. but because I feel like that's just a little too much for him to understand.
Yeah.
Like he tries, but he's like solid on like Charlie. Okay. And I feel like if I have to like
choose
like, okay, if you're using Charlie and like, all right, fine.
It's better.
Yeah. Then like, I don't know. I just like, I'm not comfortable, you know?
Yeah. Your dad's girlfriend, is she like progressive? Or is she just like less attached to it because she's not as close to you or something?
No, or, I don't think so. Because she has two daughters that identify as like some type of queer.
Oh, okay. So she just understands.
Yeah. Better. So she's like, okay, like if my kid were to be like, call me this or like mm-hmm. blah, 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 then like I'm going to do what I need to do to mm-hmm. like make sure my kid knows that like, you know, I support them. Yeah. And she said something along those lines when we were in that car having that conversation. Because she's like, I get how it can be hard because, like, my kids, like, I have this whole vision for them and, like, blah, 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 blah. And, like, I get that. Mm-hmm. Like, I really do. But I'm like, dude, like, I've been Charlie for, like, a year now. Yeah. And, like, if you guys still can't get it, like, and, like, I'm, like, I've already, like, started my, like, name and gender change mm-hmm. paperwork. Like, I had come out as like Charlie and like I still was like, okay, like I know this is like hard for you guys, like I'll give you until I actually file those paperworks to call me
you said that to them or you're just like mentally
no like I said this to like my immediate family. Okay. You know, I was like, I'll give you until I file those paperworks to like call me whatever mm-hmm. I was like, but after that, like I would really appreciate like you calling me Charlie. And like I lagged on those paperwork, like that paperwork, just because it's so fucking long and like so like tedious. And so it's like I really didn't get to do that paperwork until maybe like 2 or 3 months ago,
mm-hmm.
maybe 4. I don't even know with this pandemic time scales. Like,
yeah.
It's like, I don't even know. Like I had given them time to kind of get used to the fact that like, okay, like I'm gonna transition to being like Charlie now.
Like, okay, so you said that you haven't seen them for a long time. Have you, like, how much, like, are you not seeing them, I guess? Like, they're not exercising their brain, I guess, in using...
I don't know. See, but then they're like, when something. You're not around, we use it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't even know if that's true or not.
Yeah,
because exactly. I'm not around.
Yeah.
And, like, my dad...
It doesn't matter, right? Like, it doesn't matter when you're not around.
Yeah, yes. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm not around.
Yeah.
Like
you can't hear you.
Yeah, like
I can't hear anything. Yeah.
My dad too, when I was sharing all this with him, it's like, you know, they keep calling me blah 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 and blah blah blah. And it's like I'm just like, it's fucking tiring. And he's like, well, like that's really weird because it's like whenever I talk to your sister or your mom, they're like really good with calling each other.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I can be that way with like certain people who I've known longer, not so much with you. I don't really believe that. Then I'm like, maybe they are messing it up still on both. I don't know. It takes like you just have to slow down when you talk. All of my friends are non-binary now. Like,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's nice. Well, like most of them are. Gina is, Ambrio, Tally, everyone. Like, it's a lot of people. You.
Yeah,
it's a lot of people now. Yeah.
No, I don't know. And that's like a thing too. Like, I feel like I need like more queer friends or more exposure to queer friends.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I don't have the fucking time. The closest queer friend I have right now is probably Ani. And like they go between she and they. So I'll be like, doo, 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 doo.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because I'm like, doo, 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 doo.
Yeah.
And then like there's you, but mm-hmm. that's about it.
Yeah.
Because everyone else use like the binary
regular
pronouns.
Yeah. I'm getting more used to, I'm like just using the non-binary pronouns for everyone now. I'm like everyone in real life because it just makes it easier. I'm just like, fuck it, dude. Like
I know. And then I was doing that,
I'm like,
too.
Technically, it's true. Technically, it is a pronoun for you. Like
I was doing that, too. But then I saw, like, on Twitter, it's like, even if you know their pronouns and you choose to use the wrong ones, like, you're still misgendering them. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
It's really not that hard. Let's be real. It's not that hard. You just gotta, I feel like I just have to slow down, personally. I don't know what other people have to do. But I just have to, like, be like, because I talk too fast. And then I'll slip. And I'll be, oh, shit. Fix it. It's like, oh, I have to white it out or something. It's not undoable. So you just gotta like talk slower. The name thing isn't. You just change the name on the contact and then everything just clicks together in the brain.
I guess. You would think.
I don't know. When I rewrote like all the stories of how I met people with their correct pronouns, that helped. It did help. Like you just be like, I met Charlie back in 2017.
Was it freshman year?
I think it was my sophomore year. Was it your freshman year? Or was it your sophomore year or my junior year?
Yeah.
I think it was sophomore year for me.
Okay. Then
yeah,
freshman
so like
year.
2017. Yeah. Like I rewrote it. I was like, I met Charlie in 2017.
You sent me it.
Yeah. And I was like, and they asked me this. And this is what they're on. And that made me laugh and blah, blah, blah. And that makes you help. It like helps you a lot because then puts it in your brain. But then you could still fuck it up too. So it's just like, got to be more mindful with it. But yeah, when it's your family members, it hurts because it's like, or I feel like it hurts more. Then when my friends misgender me, because I'm like, that you love me. That you love me a lot. I haven't come out to my family at all. And I feel like part of the reason why I haven't come out to my mom, I came out to my sister and I was like, call me this also. But I haven't came out to my mom and was like, call me this also, because I feel like it puts in the possibility for her to misgender me and call me by my birth name still. And I know my brother is not going to be able to like, do it. He can't do it to this day. Like he knows my friend Max, and my friend Max has always been trans and has always been Max and has always been he pronouns, and mm-hmm. well, now he goes by he they pronouns, but he's always had those, and he still misgendered him like last week. And I was like, you've never known him as like she her, like you've never, like he's never, I've never known him as she her. Like I don't understand how you're fucking up. Like that's like, I got so pissed off, and then he got scared because I was like, you're so stupid. Like I just got so pissed. I was like, you're so stupid. I don't understand how you can misgender someone who's literally been, you've only known as trans. And it's like, you know, like it's just, that's just arrogance to me. Like it just pissed me off so much. I can't really explain how much, why it pissed me off so much, but it did. It's just like, I don't even want to put it out there because I don't want to be put out there to get misgendered. Like I feel like at least now I could be like, oh, they don't know, so mm-hmm. I can't get hurt. But I have to, because it's annoying me every single day. It annoys me a little bit more.
Yeah, I have my like pronouns up on my apron at work, mm-hmm. and like people still go with like she or, I'm like, dude,
who, like coworkers are like,
oh. Yeah, like coworkers. But like then again, I've never been the one to be like, oh, my pronouns are they though.
Yeah,
you know,
like, hello,
like, yeah, like, hello. Hi, I'm Charlie. Hey, my pronouns, like, I've never. Then I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know?
Yeah,
but like they're pretty good with the Charlie, because when I was first hired on the schedule and stuff, it was my dead name. And like people,
oh, really?
Yeah, people would like cross it out and put like Charlie. Oh. Like people actively like respected it and were like, okay, that's not this person. It's Charlie.
Oh, it's cute.
So that felt like really cool because it's like, oh, my dead name is like everywhere. But they're like, no, that's Charlie. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's like, oh, okay, cool.
And, affirming.
Yeah. And now I changed it so it actually like says Charlie. So I'm like, okay, I'm chilling.
How's you started T like how many months ago?
Dude, it's been like a year.
Oh, it's been a year?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. How's that been?
It's cool. Yeah. I think for a really long time, I didn't realize that I wanted to present more masculine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the presentation of like being masculine is what kind of scared me. Because it's like, dude, I'm not a dude.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm
dude,
not.
Dude, I'm not a
like,
dude.
Like, dude, I'm not a dude. Like, I know I'm not in my head. It's like, I don't want a pee-pee.
Yeah,
like I'm chilling. Like I'm not a dude. I was like, but I want to look like one, and I didn't. I hadn't connected those like ideas of like presentation and like gender until like recently, which is why I switched to the injections, because I was on pump for like 6 months and I didn't see like, anything.
It was like making you mad, right? Because it was like too slow or something?
Yeah, like I just wasn't seeing, like there are small differences, but it was just like really slow. And like I follow people on Twitter, so I saw like their changes. I'm like, dude, like I'm nowhere near.
Were they also using
the gel?
Yeah.
No, they were all injections.
Okay.
I was like, but like I was also at that point when yes and no, because I still was trying to figure all that out. I was also at a point where I was just like, I don't know if I'm comfortable with like injecting myself.
Yeah.
It's like it's fucking needle, bro. It's like,
where do you inject it?
In my tummy. No, I do it on my tummy because I feel like I have more fat on my tummy than my thighs. And then I think it was that 6 month mark where I was like, I think I want to do injections. And so I went to my doctor. They're like, all right. And it was like a really low dose. It was cool. It was fine. But then I think I put a lot of the way I perceive myself on the way others perceive me, if that makes sense. Because I'd much rather be read as like a teenage boy. Or like a young dude.
A young man.
Yeah, like a young man.
Hey, young man.
A young man. Yeah. Instead of like, you know, a girl. And so being like clocked as like feminine, or like when I'm like, you know, dressed fucking like masculine as shit. Like in my presentation do you get any resemblance of like femme energy? And there's nothing wrong with like, or not even femme energy, or just like femme representation on my body and the way I am choosing to look. And like people are like still like, ma'am, can you help me? I'm like, dude, really? Like, yeah. I'm like, dude, like I get my voice is still kind of high. Like I've always, I think, had a high voice.
It sounds much different now.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
I don't know.
I haven't seen you in.
No, I feel like maybe 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, your voice still sounds different from then, like still drastically different from then. Yeah, the changes are happening. Are you going to get like top? You said you wanted to get top surgery and stuff.
If I am perceived as like a dude on like in society, then I'll be fine. Because it's like, whatever, fuck what you think.
Yeah, that's just what you want personally.
Yeah, like I'd rather be read as like a dude. I'd rather people call me by like he, him pronouns than like she, her.
Yeah. I'd rather just be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what are you?
Yeah, and I think that's like, I think I already make people question all that.
Yeah.
Because they'll like, I'll get stares and like
a long time.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you? And this is even like before like me using like tea of any type. Like, because.
Yeah. They do it now. Yeah.
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 I've had my like mom be like, well, fucking people keep looking at you. Like, what the fuck are they looking at? You know, like.
Your mom gets mad?
Yeah. Like, and I'm like, dude, like, I don't care.
I don't notice either anymore.
Yeah, I don't notice. I've never been the type to notice.
I'm not trying to look. Like, yeah.
I feel like.
If you try to look, you'll find people like staring at you. Like, now I see like older men, like older like white men or like older Hispanic men, like really staring at me for a long period of time, especially if I'm dressed like oversized or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, you have a mask on, you know, like, you don't really look like a girl. Or whatever. And so they're like really staring at me for a long time. And I like stare back at them. I'm like, you want to fight, bro? What do you want? Like, I'm like, yeah, you don't know what I am. You don't know if I could possibly hurt you because you're like, you're small. You're a small boy. Or what are you?
Yeah. Like,
are you a female? Like, could I, like, I just want to assert.
And I think that's why I get like read as like a girl, because I am tiny, you know?
To
like dudes.
There are very small men out there.
I know.
Poor men. But
I know.
I feel like I don't know what they want. Like, I feel like they're like thinking, like maybe they're not actively thinking, but like, I feel like it offends them that they don't know whether they can like assert their power over you or not. Like, that's like the eye contact that they're giving me. It's like, maybe they're not consciously processing, like, but like them just not knowing whether they can do it or not, like really pisses them off or something. Like, it like makes them like really uncomfortable. And it's like, yeah, you probably can't, sir. I will call the cops. I don't know what the energy I get from their stares. Like, do you feel that? Like, it's just like a weird, like,
yeah,
like they want to, like, they're like, this generation or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something weird like that.
I was like, that's your issue, bro. Like, you're going to die soon.
Keep it over there. You're going to die soon.
Yeah, like, you're not...
Now, let's talk about binding. Yeah, because I just started binding, and I mean, you've been binding. You don't like binding. So, like, you can tell me why. Like, what, when you started, did you, like, always hate binding? Or it's just, like, doesn't do it for you?
No, I think you can bind with our different techniques,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, bind,
like,
with
the binder or with, like, taping.
You didn't like a binder.
And... for a really long time, I was using the binder because I was like, yeah, I like the way my chest looks. And that shit.
You just turn sideways and you're like, ah.
Yeah, like that shit.
Sideways and, again. Ah.
But I think I had gotten to a point where it was like, I really preferred binding over than, like, you know, a sports bra or whatever. So I'd want to wear it every day. And
it hurts.
It hurts.
Yeah.
It's really uncomfortable.
I feel like it's like when I took, okay, so like I was wearing it last night and when I finally took it off, like, it was like, ooh, great, awesome. But I'm like sore, like I still sore like this morning a little bit. And then I felt like during my workout, like I was more winded than usual. And I don't know if that is because like it was hot or because I was binding yesterday or everything. Like, I don't know if that goes together, like what the health science is behind that. But I'm just like, it makes me concerned for my health. Like,
and I think I got a lot of dysphoria from binding with like a binder than I ever have with like the tape.
Yeah.
Because it's like I'd go from like a completely like flat chest to then like boobies. And I was like, what the fuck? You know? But it's also like it just hurts to wear it for X amount of hours and then like having to take it off and like the
Like massage.
Yeah, like just all the pressure that can build up from wearing it. Like it it's not pretty.
I start to feel like pressure in my neck. It's so fucking weird.
Yeah
So how long were you binding before you like started doing tape?
Maybe a few months, because I got my first binder for Christmas and like my family gave me that, so I got that. And then the pandemic hit like in March and I remember ordering the tape at Brianna's house. Or like sending it to Brianna's house because I was just scared of sending it to like my place.
Yeah.
And it was during like that time or like the pandemic. Like there's nothing to do, you know, so I can experiment with it and like have no one know about it. And so maybe no more than like a year and a half, maybe like 6 months.
Okay.
No more than that.
Yeah.
Within that time, I had gotten like 4 different binders for. Because I have, like, 2 nudes, a black, and then I have, like, the trans flag one, which is medium, the biggest one I have.
You wear smalls?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That shit would hurt.
Yeah, but I was, like, tiny.
Oh.
Like, you have to remember, like, when the pandemic hit, I was, like, doing cross country or track, so I was, like, tiny as shit.
I'm trying to remember.
I know, and I have pictures, like, dude, I was the... Like, I was that
Yeah,
tiny,
I remember you, like, thought that you were, like, fat or something. I was like, bro, you're, like, literally really fit. Like, really fit. I know. Like, you have a 6-pack and shit, and you're like, I'm fat. I'm like, what?
I know, but that's a whole different conversation. Yeah. I look back at them now, I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, dude, give me a fucking burger or something. Like, I need to eat.
Come here. And taping, I mean, I watched a video on taping, but I'm still like, is this shit gonna hurt when I take it off? Like, a lot? And I take off my skin?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Like, yes. No, I'm being, like, serious. I'm being, like, for real. Because I think, like, the first time I did it, I was like, oh, my God. I had pulled it too tight, so I got blisters.
Fuck.
Yeah, and, like, that hurts. Like, the blistering hurts. And I think I've used it so much to a point where it's, like, I can feel if it's too tight or, like, I can kind of gauge whether or not I'll probably have, like, blisters after this. But then there'll be some applications where it's just perfect. I'm like, oh my God. And then Brianna will be like, how long have you had that? I was like, like, I don't know.
You're like, I don't want to take it off.
And it's perfect. The same thing. It's like with taping, at least they suggest using it no more than like 3 days. So if it's like a good application, I probably will do like 4 or 5, but then it's bad. Cause then I take it off and like my nipples, they're like dry.
Really?
Yeah. Like they get dry.
Oh, cause it's like a Band-aid, I guess?
Yeah, because it's like it's covered. And then you also have to, like, with the taping, you have to prepare for the fact that it won't look as flat as the binding. Yeah. And that's like another.
I don't know. I'm like, I don't know if it will bug me so much because binding does, it just hurts.
Yeah.
So.
And that's why I stopped. It's like, I'm like, dude, like it's not.
And then I'm like, also like, is this really actually hurting my health or not? Like, I'm confused.
It does. Yeah. It can mess with like our ribs. Right. And I'm sure like our airway and.
Yeah, it feels like it's messing with my ribs and my airway. Yeah. Feels like it. No, I was gonna ask you about your dating situations, because you're not like strictly monogamous anymore, or you're thinking about it, or because I'm not monogamous. No, so
you said
I said no. And so,
see, I don't know, because prior to these past few months, I hadn't had the space to really explore whether or not I was non-monogamous. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't like know that was like a thing.
Really? What?
Yeah.
To be poly and stuff? Or
yeah.
Open?
Yeah, to be open.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that was a thing.
Really?
Like, yeah, like everything like queer related, I've had to like kind of like find a, like figure out and kind of learn. Which is why I feel like I'm really late to all my little states. But like, you know, just adding that just to like adding a possible to, like, identity or you know, for myself. Mm-hmm. But it kind of makes sense because I look back on like the relationships I've had.
Yeah, you never talk to one girl like ever. You're always like, oh yeah, there's this girl and then there's this other girl. And like, oh yeah, they're cool. Oh, I also like this girl from my team, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, get out of here. Yeah. And then on your story, there's like some other random girl. I was like, oh, we're just friends. They're just my friend. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, but I didn't realize all that.
You're busy. I was just like, you're just a player. You just need some.
See, and then I always get that too. Yeah. Like, you're just a player, or you're just like a fuckboy. And I'm like, well, fuck.
Am I an actual fuckboy, or am I poly?
Nice. You know? Like, I don't know.
You don't. Oh, so you still don't know if you're poly or not?
I don't know, because like I'm the type to self sabotage. So when things get like good and steady, I feel like I get bored. And then when I get bored, I'm like,
you start, what, starting a fire or something?
Yeah, like, I'm like, okay, like, let's throw some
chaos.
Spice.
Oh, my God.
And, like,
it was spice.
Yeah, so it's, like, I don't know. Mm. And then I feel like whenever I do try to talk to more people, or, like, it's always at a point in my life where I'm, like, either really sad or I'm, like, not, like, totally myself. And so I'm just, like, a lot of factors come into it, I think.
Do you feel like you use women as like a coping mechanism? Maybe not women, but like dating people, flirting with people, like seeking attention in that manner.
Probably.
Yeah.
Cause I've thought of that too. I'm like,
Kind of like, see that.
I also
do that or have done that or whatever, like certain different points in my life. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I feel like I can be really independent from like everything and then like
closed off as fuck.
Yeah. And then once like shit gets bad for me, then I'm like running towards people.
Mm-hmm. Just distracting.
Yeah, yeah. Like distracting myself from like, I don't know, whatever I need to do.
Do you think like you can have multiple like romantic feelings for multiple people, like significant romantic feelings where you're like, oh, I have my primary partner, but also like not like outside of like using someone as like, I'm bored in my relationship sexually or bored in my relationship and just like one aspect I'm going to go see. Like, I connect with this person this way better. Mm-hmm. So do you think, like, you could do that? Have, like, significant romantic feelings for multiple people at once? Or is it more, like, just my primary? And then these other people are, like, for fun things, I guess. Like, fun things. Like, a broad term. Just, like, to party with and stuff.
Maybe. Because, like,
you love two people at the same time?
Probably.
Be in love with 2-3 people at the same time?
I don't know about 3. But then,
but maybe, like
maybe another, like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because it's like, again, like, I've always been in like really low points when I've sought other people's attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's see. Imagine like you're like exactly where you want to be. Everything's going well. Like, how would your romantic situation in your life look?
I don't know. That's too far out. Yeah. Like, I can't even think about like what I'm doing tomorrow. Yeah, like, that's too far out for me. Yeah, like, I don't know, dude. Like, mm-hmm. don't ask me what I'm doing tomorrow. If something comes up, something comes up. If it doesn't,
you're like, I won't be there.
Yeah.
You'll be there, but I won't be there.
Like, yeah. And Brianna always asks me, it's like, oh, like, what are you doing today? It's like, I don't know. Like, you're not going to go see blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know, maybe.
Are you and Brianna still together or not?
I think so.
Kind of confusing.
Yeah. Mm. But, like, we're really solid right now. I think we're just both two very emotional people.
Yeah.
And then when it gets too emotional, that's when we both, like, don't communicate and, like, listen to each other. Like, if I'm not talking, it's not a good sign.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not a good sign.
Yeah, it's not. It's very scary.
Yeah, I've gotten that, mm-hmm. but it's scary.
Because you don't know what's going on.
And I won't communicate.
Yeah, you won't communicate.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I do that a lot with Rihanna. And then she, like, I don't know. Like, whenever I do get to that point, she keeps poking at it. So yeah, I get more frustrated. Yeah. And I'm like, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I used to be like that too. Like, I just shut down. And then I'm like, if you're, because usually I feel like, well, because when you're in a relationship with someone, it is usually the opposite kind of type of anxious personality. Whatever. Yeah. So and they keep trying or like.
Yeah. And she tells me all the time. She's like, dude, like, whenever stuff happens, like, I need to talk about it. Like, I need to talk about it. And I'm like the complete fucking opposite. Yeah. I'm like, dude, like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to anyone.
Is it just like in the moment or it's like for.
No, I think.
Like, days.
No, it's in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I think the good thing about, like, the relationship too, like, I've been able to, like, learn to communicate. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, Brianna needs
communication.
She needs that kind of communication.
At least you're trying to.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. I think just, like, sometimes she'll forget that, like, I need space to, mm-hmm. like, just, like, be mad or be irritated mm-hmm. for, like, 30 minutes. And then I will, like, open up and, like, talk to her about it. But then sometimes she just poked.
Have you been, like, in the moment, I just need, like, 20 minutes or I just need, like, 30 minutes? Because, like, with someone who is, like, anxious on, like, in a partnership who needs communication, if you're able to say, like, a set amount of time, like, not just, like, I need space, but, like, I need this set amount of time so they could be, like, oh, okay, you're going to come back. Like, they know that you're going to come back to them and then have a conversation as opposed to just being like, I need space. They're like, what does space mean? Space can be, they like go crazy in their own head. And I had to like learn that. But it's like if you give them like a set amount of time, we're like, I just need the rest of the day. I'll talk to you at night. Or I just need like from the very like start, like before you disconnect, like the very first thing you communicate. If you're like not going to communicate at all, but I'm just going to communicate this and then we're going to pop off for.
At one point I may have done that.
Mm-hmm. It's just, I mean, it's honesty and you love her.
Yeah
So that's it. And nothing's going to be perfect as long as you can communicate at the end of the day somehow.
I can't.
I know you can't, but it's something that you're going to have to learn, because in any relationship it's going to be like that. And that little, like, even just doing like those little things, just being like, as opposed to time, like 3 hours, I need 3 hours. It'll make them less anxious about that, because it really is like the clinging is just like, are you gonna leave me? Yeah, like it's a core wound. Are you gonna leave me? Are you gonna leave me? Like, and they're not saying that to you, but that is like essentially all of the actions, like what all the actions are doing. You know what I mean? So it just needs like a little bit something more to stand on than that. And like sometimes communicating that is like completely against all of our, I don't know, not innate, but like we want people to just know what we need. They're not gonna know. Like, it's just not gonna happen. And you're like, oh, maybe I'm so incompatible with this person because they just don't know what I need. And it's like, it's not that. It's just some people are really hard to read and you might just be one of those people.
I know. And I don't think the tea helps.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Like, I'm just a lot meaner.
Are you like irritable or?
I can be irritable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like chilling, but like I think like emotionally, like I'm just a lot tapped out, or like sooner mm-hmm. than I was before. I think I'm more. I wouldn't say vocal because I still suck at communicating, but like I don't hide it as well as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I need counseling.
Yeah, I was.
I've been trying.
I was like, "What do you plan on doing?"
Yeah, I've been trying to like get some counseling started.
Because, well, before therapy, you really think like, oh, this is just how I am. But it's like, it's not really how you are. It's just how, like, it's kind of like the worst parts of, like, how your little kid brain was like, this makes sense. And then you're like, I'm not a little kid anymore. So it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? And then eventually you're just like, you get over those things and get better. Are you better? Like, more communicative. You're able to, like, love people, not be afraid of that stuff. It's all intertwined. So it's freeing.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. It's kind of unexplainable, but it's liberating. There are a lot of like little things that you just can't put together by yourself. Like, you're like, I know that I do these things, but when the professional says it a certain way, you're like, ooh, that hit. You're like, oh, damn, I really don't want to do that anymore.
I feel like I've kind of realized, like, because I don't remember any of my childhood. I don't remember anything.
Really?
Yeah. I have memory of sixth grade and up. How old are sixth graders?
Like 12?
Yeah. Okay. So like 12 and up. I don't remember anything before that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy because like, I think that's like the first question they asked you in my therapy. That's the first thing they asked you. Like, what's your youngest memory? That's like literally one of the first questions that she asked me.
Like sixth grade.
Really?
Like, yeah.
And nothing with like.
And then I have like some family shit. But yeah. Like those aren't good memories.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. They start there and they're like, what's the youngest? And then they'll go like, well, she did. She's like the youngest, like 0 to 5, I think she was. And then I was like, oh, fuck, I don't know. And then there's like a random memory. She's like, okay, 5 to 10. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I have like a couple substantial memories. And then middle school, it's like, oh, I don't know. All those memories are trash. And then she like goes, that's how she like tracked my trauma. And like where it began, who was around me, who took care of me, who had the biggest impact, and like unraveled shit that like, I'm like, ooh, I know. I knew that, but I didn't know that. Damn. Yeah. So it's very helpful. Like counseling and I mean, therapy, when you have a good therapist, like when you're not in it, you're like, okay, that's gonna like, oh yeah, talking to someone, I'm sure that'll help me, whatever. But like if you have a good person who has like a game plan, like we're gonna fucking fix this shit, we're gonna go through your trauma, we're gonna fix this shit, and it's just like there's gonna be an end point, like eventually I don't want to see you anymore, like as a therapist, like they're like, I don't want you to be relying on me 100% forever, and then they like really work with you so you don't have to do that.
Like I feel like I have a good understanding of why I am the way I am, like in terms of like why
yeah.
I don't communicate. I feel that I lack the tools to actually do something about it, you know what I mean? Like, I know I have, like, two significant memories of where, like, I just felt like I couldn't communicate from, like, my family members, which is the biggest reasons why I don't do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure, like, my experience with, like, my mom and my dad and their separation as, like, a little kid didn't help.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why I don't even remember my childhood.
Yeah. You block it out. Yeah. There are things that, like, I had to ask my mom about. Being like, oh, what happened specifically when this like traumatic thing happened to us or whatever. And then she'd be like, this is what you did. And I didn't remember that at all. Like, I didn't remember that I had that memory. And so like my therapist being like, oh, ask her what happened. Like what happened to you? Like what was your reaction? Because that is like something that's it's in your subconscious and you don't even fucking know what it is. And it's controlling other things. So I was like, oh, fuck, because I remember things completely differently, too. Like, I remember certain reactions being like happy. And my mom was like, no, you were sad. You were really sad. Like, you were all over the place. And I was like, really? Like, I thought I was chilling. So my whole identity has been like, oh, I was chilling when I was doing this thing. And it's like, no, you're just blocking. Like, your brain finds ways to protect you so you can like keep going. You know what I mean? But knowing the truth, it like. It breaks that fucking hold over you. It's weird. This is a lot of shit. So it's like, yeah, you do have a general understanding. I was talking to my mom about this yesterday. It's like, you do have an understanding of what therapy is like. And you know, like, why you act the way you act. Like, I knew that I was like, oh, I like to date people who are mean. And I like this. Like, I know why. Because my family's mean and blah, blah. It's like, okay. But also, like, do you want to do something about that? Do you want to stop the cycle? Because I'm like, oh, I'm doing this and this is kind of how it is. Like, it's just how it is. Like, I'm just going to keep dating mean people or whatever. Like, it's just going to be that way. But therapy is like, no, we're going to stop the cycle now. It's like, well, I don't know how to do that. I don't even want that. Like, I feel like I won't even be attracted to people who are nice to me or whatever. And it's like, no, you can be. You can be attracted to nice people who are good for you, who are healthy. You can, like, not want to self-sabotage anymore. Like, you can effectively stop these things. And here's how. Like, here's really how. So it's like, yeah, we understand why, but we don't really fucking know how to stop. It's not like oh, we can just stop. It's like getting you to actually genuinely want to stop and then stopping. And it changes everything. Everything. Yeah. So you do know, you know, I mean, you know why, you know your trauma, you know all that stuff. You're right. But they're going to be like, gets you to a point where you don't want to self-sabotage, where you actually want and love to communicate. So another thing on top of that is finding a therapist who, like, knows queerness.
I know.
Community.
Yeah. Find your people.
Find your people. Carve out your space of belonging. Yeah. Just hang around gay people only. That's really the advice. That's what I do.